Kayla X, State FFA President, and what do you guys have going on here?
We're here at the State Fair, and we're working in the Badgerland Financial Discovery Barnyard, doing some stage presentations from anything about sheep to puppet shows to trees, soil, and bean baggies, doing some germinating seed activities. And also we're at with Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection, and we're doing the vegetable races over there, so the Veggie 500.
Okay, first off, let's talk about what's going on in here in the Discovery area. I mean, you've got a large number of displays.
Right, and what's really important about the Discovery Barnyard is that it shows animal care and how important animal care is to production agriculture and showing that to the public.
Now, of course, obviously you said Sunday you were really full. What kind of questions do you run into as kids come through here?
Some of them are asking, you know, just how old the animals are, but also, you know, you go to the place that has a vaccination. So why do we give animals vaccinations? Or showing how to tag an animal's ear, or just asking, when is this sow going to have her piglets? Which two of them had them, so we're going to be able to have those out here tomorrow.
Do you have some explaining to do when that happens?
A little bit, probably, yeah. But it's exciting to have all the piglets here, because usually we just see pigs at their full grown size. To see the piglets at a little size and see what they become is really good for little kids.
Quite an educational process. I mean, a lot of these kids have never seen these animals up close and personal before, I think.
Exactly. We were doing some training this week, and we kind of decided that we might be the only farm people see. This building might be the only farm people see. So coming here and seeing a variety of animals in one barn is a really good idea.
What's the best question you've had so far?
I would say kind of in the vegetable races, or what kind of vegetables are these? We're talking about leeks and rutabagas, not your typical vegetables, so asking what those are and giving a little education on that.
So describe the veggie races.
Well, the vegetable races, we talked to them a little bit, what's their favorite vegetable, why are vegetables important for us to have in our diet, and then we bring them up top, we yell, go veggies, go, and we let them go down. So it's a lot of fun. They get ribbons, and they're really excited and come back every year.
The asparagus never wins, does it?
No, it doesn't.
As well as should. Nate Zindarsson. Nate, what are you doing as far as demonstration-wise here?
I'm actually doing sheep, because that's something I've been doing my whole life with my family, and it's something I'm very passionate about, and I know not a lot of people are informed on sheep, because it's very hard to find sheep in the grocery store, so just explaining some of the basics about sheep and where you can find them, that's all I'm going to do here.
Do you shear them?
Actually, I have a demonstration where I get out my handheld shears, like the old school scissors that they used to have. I go through that and I use some sheep wool and I scissor them and show them how that way is done.
So are they surprised to find out that wool comes from sheep, or does everybody pretty well know that?
Some people are confused as to what wool actually is. I've had quite a few people come and say, oh, is this fur? And I'm like, oh no, this is hair, this is wool. This is the stuff you have in your clothes, which not a lot of people actually know that. You can use blankets, you can use bed sheets, a lot of other things that wool can be made into, and not some of these kids really don't know that.
So they get to actually see a sheep besides. So.
Oh yeah, there's some sheep right over there, so I just point them in the right direction and they're able to see some baby lambs and nice mama sheep.
All right, Zach Marquardt, and Zach, okay, you've got to explain what you're doing
here. All right, so my little presentation, or as I like to say, is an action center, is beanie baggies. It's germinating plants in a little bag that they can carry around on State Fair with them, and yeah, it's just kind of cool to see how a plant starts.
Be interesting to see how many of them make it to maturity.
Yeah. Well, I've been trying some of these myself from time to time here and there, and to see how they sprout, and they sprout in about 3 to 4 days, so, you know, the kids get a, you know, really immediate result that way. So.
Are they surprised? I mean, do they come back to you a couple days later and say, hey, this is turning green?
Well, I haven't had that yet, but, you know, I've been doing some of these tests myself, and so it's kind of cool to see, like, things like the radicle show out, or the, you know, epicotyl start to burst out, so... Definitely exciting stuff.
Well, good luck. All right, and Logan Wells. Logan, what are you doing for the demonstration?
I'm doing two talks, one on forestry and trees in Wisconsin, and the other's on soil. That's really awesome. I'm doing a texturing activity with the kids, and they get to feel what a clay feels like and what a sand feels like and what a silt loam feels like.
That's really cool. Do they go ooh on the clay?
Some of them do, but a lot of them just really get into it, especially the silt loam, because it's nice and smooth.
About trees? I mean, are they aware of the different types of trees, or just?
Yeah, it's really awesome. I go through the different parts of the trees, and then I talk a little bit about the difference between a hardwood and a softwood. And one of my favorite demonstrations is talking about the trunk, and I actually blow bubbles through a piece of wood. It's really awesome. It's a block of wood.
That kind of surprises them a bit, huh?
Yeah, a lot of them think that this is really hard. Tree trunk is really hard. We can build furniture and houses out of it. But it also passes nutrients from the roots of the tree to the canopy of the tree. And they don't realize that there's that airflow that can go through the trees.
And Kayla, where to from here for the state officer team?
Well, we'll have a couple days at home to get some more stuff prepared for the fall, and then we're headed up to Jag Lake in Boulder Junction, Wisconsin for a team officer retreat out in the middle of the wilderness. So it'll be a nice time to be all together doing some more training.
You really want to spend that much time out in the woods with these guys?
I do. They're a lot of fun, but they're pretty protective of all of us, so it should be a good time.